CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
The whole place just went up!
Oh, those poor squatters!
Squatters? Squatters?
Squatters?
Oh, Lord!
Squatters. Oh, Lord!
The Dixie's going up in flames! Flames! Flames!
Chester King thinks to himself as he rushes out of the Irish pub to see the old Dixie Hotel all set on fire.
Mr. Wiley, he never said anything about any squatters!
Well, call the fire department! Don't just stand there, people! Let's go! Every able-bodied man has to hustle!
We've got to try and do something to help these poor people trapped inside that blaze.
What can we do? Throw snowballs at the flames? What can any of us do?
No!
Cameron Scott thinks to himself, "Keep watching, Ace. You keep watching, and you'll see. You'll see.
You'll see. You'll see."
Out of the Dixie Hotel, a man comes running out. He is completely on fire.
Ah! Hey, what's coming out? What's coming out? Oh, Lord! Oh, Lord! Oh,
he's on fire!
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 Fire! Somebody do something!
Do something! Do something!
Chester King thinks to himself as he sees the man set on fire running towards him. He takes off his jacket.
He's coming this way! Your coat, Chester! Yeah, your coat!
Cameron Scott runs into an alleyway close by to hide himself.
Those trash cans. It's a good place as any to do my thing.
Chester Scott catches the man who's on fire, lays him down on the ground where there's snow, and puts his coat over him. He thinks to himself,
At least I managed to smother the flames, but I think I was too late to help out this one.
Don't blame yourself. Don't blame yourself. You tried to help. Nice coat, eh?
Chester King thinks to himself,
It's Bubba!
Bubba!
Wasn't even 2 hours ago. I gave this man money and wished him a Merry Christmas.
The flames!
Flames are too high!
Too high!
Oh!
All we can do is wait for the fire department.
Listen to all those screams in there. There must be at least a dozen trapped in there. A dozen more trapped in. Trapped in.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! What have I done? What have I done?
From an alleyway, a huge swoosh happens in the air. Two men come and grab Chester King and say to him,
Come on, Chester!
You've tried, man!
There's nothing more you can do for the poor guy!
Captain Adam flies above the crowd outside the burning Dixie Hotel. He thinks to himself,
Weird.
This is weird. He now breaks through one of the walls at the Dixie Hotel. I've been doing this silver skin routine for well over a year now. So why does it feel so different? It's almost as if I'm doing it for my first time ever.
Hang on there, gentlemen! Hang on!
Captain Adam thinks to himself as he lifts up a burning wooden beam to help free some of the squatters. And oh wait! I suppose this is my first time! The first time I've gone into action as Captain Adam, as a free agent, instead of a secret agent. I'm free! It feels strange to be free of Wade Elling and the government. Yes! Feels strange, but it feels damn good.
Damn good.
You guys, try to hold your breath just for a few seconds more, and leave all that smoke and fire to me.
Control, Papa! Control! And pain!
Wade Elling, at his Colorado cabin, is sticking his hand into the fireplace, burning his fingers just a little.
A leader must be able to manage both pain and control! Whether it is his own pain that he must learn to control. Now stop it, Wade, stop it! Or the pain he feels it's necessary to inflict on others. Now stop it! What's the matter, Pa? It's just another one of those many lessons you taught me. Or have you decided that you were wrong about all that stuff?
Wade, can you really despise me this much?
Wade Elling's father, the grandfather, is wrapping Wade Elling's hand up in a Band-Aid.
My feelings are irrelevant. It's none of your concern. Randall and Margaret, they're my concern.
And mine too. That's why I tried to get them straight. Set them straight. So I wouldn't make the same mistake with them as I made with you.
I'm chalking up tonight's episode to the adverse influence of this sentimental time of year. But I will not tolerate any more of this molten display of weak-willed melancholy in front of my children, especially Randall. Do I make myself understood, old man?
Oh, I hear you clear, Wade. loud and clear.
Good, Pa, good. Now put on a smile. Put on a smile before the kids return. It's Christmas! 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 Christmas!
We go now to outside the burning, abandoned Dixie Hotel as firefighters are focusing their hoses on the fire. They speak with each other.
A few cases of second-degree burns! Some severe smoke inhalation! But Captain Adam managed to get all the squatters out alive.
Yeah, but only one of them dead. All but one.
A police officer walks over to Chester King, who is standing by himself and visibly shaken.
A woman over there said this was your coat. Here, have it back.
You did as much as you could for anyone for that guy. He had burns over 90% of his body. That bum, he's better off the way he is. Believe me.
He wasn't a bum. He happened to be a friend of mine.
A friend of mine. A friend of mine. A friend of mine. A friend of mine.
Hey, mister. You're okay? You don't look so good.
Chester King walks off from the policeman. He walks by a Salvation Army Santa Claus who's collecting for charity. He hands the Salvation Army Santa Claus a lot of money.
Oh, mister! Look at what you just handed me! That's $5,000! You're giving away $5,000? $5,000? Well, God bless you, kind sir! And Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
After the abandoned Dixie Hotel fire is put out, we are back at the Irish pub. There is rejoicing going on.
Everybody, bend an elbow. Raise your glass and a toast to a true champion who saved 17 lives tonight. Captain Adam! Hip, hip, hooray!
Hooray!
Hip, hip, hooray!
Hooray!
Hip, hip, hooray!
Captain Adam is hoisted on top of two men's shoulders. Everyone is cheering him with mugs of beer. Captain Adam thinks to himself,
these are the same people I couldn't say three words to only a few hours ago. Sure, I know it's because they've never been this close to a superhero before. But even so, all this attention sure beats. Whoa!
Hey, super guy.
You talking to me, miss?
Well, you're the only superhero here right now. My name is Eden. Eve Eden. We have a mutual quote-unquote uncle uptown who thought it might be a good idea if I sort of looked after you for a while.
On any other night, Miss Eden, I'd probably send you away to our quote-unquote uncle with a few choice words. But what the hey? It's a special night, Eve. And I'm not going to let anyone spoil this good mood. Not even our uncle. The night is still young. If you've got no other plans this evening, what do you say we get out of here?
I thought you'd never ask.
This is no night for anyone to be alone.
Eve and Captain Adam walk down the Washington, D.C. streets, holding each other's hands.
This is no night for anyone to be alone.
You know something, Captain Adam? It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
You have just listened to a reading of Captain Adam, number 13, March, the year 1988.
A lover, I'll do anything you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand, I'm your man. If you want a boxer, I will step into the ring for you. And if you want a doctor, I'll examine every inch of you. If you want to drive, climb inside. Or if you want to take me for a ride, you know you can. I'm your man. Are the moons too bright? The chains too tight? The beast won't go to sleep. I've been running through these promises to you that I made and I could not keep. Ah, but a man never got a woman back, not by begging on his knees. Or I'd crawl to you, baby, and I'd fall at your feet, and I'd howl at your beauty like a dog in heat, and I'd clog your heart and I'd tear at your sheet. I'd say, please, I'm your man. not asleep or a moment on the road. I will steer for you. And if you wanna work the street alone, I'll disappear for you. If you want a father for your child, or only want to walk with me a while across the sand, I'm your man. If you want a lover, I'll do anything that you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you.
Too happy.
I can't ever understand.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Kyle, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Nice song. Still, I'm having a mood swing. On comic book radio theater, just say it. Not with that bad music, that crappy music. We don't need it. I don't need it. All right. You know what? If I have one gift If I have one gift, that is the gift of memory. I remember that earlier in the show, while I was reading that Batman comic book, I said that I would play the sounds of this horror record. It's like a record kids would buy to scare themselves and scare their friends. And, well, since you're my friends, I feel like scaring you. Would you like to hear this horror record? Yes, by the Gale House Productions. By Gale House Productions, from Lynbrook, New York. Would you like to hear it? It's my present to you. All right, that's what we'll do. You know what? Yeah, let's get into that. I got the clip right here. I'm sorry, this wouldn't scare me. But maybe it would scare you. You be the judge. Play some music. And then we'll have fun scaring each other. How about that? Where else could you do that? But on CKUW 95.9 FM, we are the University of Winnipeg.
Jonathan Richmond, and you're now listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
That summer feeling, when there's things to do.
Do not be afraid. I have come from the world of the unliving to warn you. This place is haunted by a blood banshee, and if you do not leave at once, each of you will die one by one. It is too late. The banshee is already here. You are doomed. I must go now. I must go. I must go. Return to destroy this evil creature. With this stake, I will end the curse of this demon forever. Escape! Of evil are over. The blood banshee is dead.
Hello?
Have come to a place of darkness where evil creatures lurk in the dark corners of the room, waiting to pounce on their victims. Beware! Beware! Beware!
Well, there's your scary record there. Admit it. You were pissing your pants. You were pissing your pants, right? That was scary. All right. You know what else is scary? The way that I am going to continue
comic book radio theater.
Okay. Okay, get back into action. Read another comic book. I think this might be the last one I do tonight. It's Comic Book Radio Theater. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. I read you comic books from 1 a.m. to 6 in the morning. Or try to. See how I hold up? If you care. Alright. Our next one. Well, you know, it seems very appropriate, apropos, that I just played that horror record there, because I'm going to read you a horror comic book that has a Christmas theme and a Christmas shopping theme at that. And, you know, this would be the perfect comic book for anybody who ever want to break into a toy store. Toy store is closed. You want to break in, play with the toys, maybe even take the toys away. Anyway, this little kid, he has a problem with the store owner, and he wants revenge. Someone gets fired. Yes, that's what happens. The father or the uncle gets fired, and the kid wants revenge or something like that. And he gets all the electronic toys to attack the owner of the toy store. All right, I don't want to spoil the ending for you. All right, you're supposed to be scared of all these electronic toys attacking you. All right. Now I will tell you this. This book I'm about to read you. Get together, come on. It is Ghosts number 110. It was ready for purchase back in March of 1982. Yes, you can pick this up, read it yourself, but you have the option to be lazy and also not go back in time and hear it here on CKUW Late Night Radio. When I am done reading you this story, we will listen to music that was new, and some may say new and improved. We will listen to music by Iron Maiden. They had a major album out in their band's history. Major album. Well, here, Iron Maiden. We'll also listen to The Scorpions, a title track off an album they put out. And who were Tank, the band Tank? Who were they? You'll find out, at least how they sounded like. So once again, the lineup goes like this. Iron Maiden, Scorpions, and Tank. When I am done reading Ghosts, number 110, from March of 1982. All right. I have to set up my keyboard. New comic book, therefore, I got to go through my notes and set up the keyboard. All right, we'll do that in just a moment. We'll listen to more Angry Snowmans. How about that? Sounds like a good deal. It's a deal. All right. You are listening to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. I've been your host, Martin R. Howell. Thank you for listening.
I help the new elf song I wrote. And remember, it's for Santa. And a one, and a two, and a three.
Trying to push me up to Jordan Cars. But I'm in-
I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
There!
Everyone dreams of being locked inside their favorite toy store for one night, free to possess everything with no interference. For Bobby Olivier, it's going to become a dream come true. The night he got to play the game of electronic ghost.
All mine. It's all mine. Just like I always wanted. Boy,